And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have the man, Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher is here. And we're going to be talking some serious fishing here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's Ford Truck Month, San Diego. Get after it in the 2022 Ford F-150 and take on the weekend with an available tailgate work surface to get the party started and available Pro Power onboard to keep it going strong. It's Ford Truck Month at your San Diego County Ford dealers, and there's no better time to get exclusive offers on a Ford F-150. New inventory is arriving daily, and the lots are filling up, so head to your San Diego County Ford dealers today. Now during Ford Truck Month, get 1.9% Ford credit financing for 60 months on the 2022 Ford F-150. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Learn more at buyfordnow.com. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month per $1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Not available on Raptor, Tremor, and Lightning. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1-3-2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Accurate, Aftco, Calstar, Gamakatsu, and Costa. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, today's going to be a great show. One of my most favorite shows, having Captain Art in here. And boy, what timely, you know, good times too with all this good fishing that's been going on. This is going to be a great show today, man.
Hey, good morning, Captain Art.
Good morning.
Hey, great
Thanks
to have
for having
you.
Me.
Yeah, great to have you in the world headquarters here. And Searcher's having a killer trip right now, right?
Yeah, Mike had some pretty good fishing on the ridge. You know, it's all about timing.
Yeah.
It's all about timing.
Yeah. And is this one of those ultra-limited load trips where
it
everybody
is.
Gets their own staterooms?
14 passengers, yeah.
Oh, that just sounds so cool.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, they're fun trips.
It was funny when we were loading the Shogun, you were loading the Searcher at the same time, and it's like somebody said, "Oh yeah, we only have 14 passengers on the trip," and I was like, "Well, what's the deal? I mean, everything's sold out." And it's like, "Oh, it's the ultra limited." Oh, that's right. But
they're popular.
I mean, that was a brilliant thing that you came up with there when that happened, because all of a sudden, people are willing to pay the extra money to kind of have a lighter load and privacy and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're sticking with them for 2023?
Yeah, there's basically the same schedule there. I think there's multiple trips there that are 14 passengers, yeah.
Are they already sold out?
Most of them are. There's a couple of spots here and there, yeah.
Good for you. That's great.
Most people that do that trip, do they just rebook as soon as they jump off? You know,
pretty much.
Off the boat, hey, Aaron, hey, Celia, here's my deposits.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want my same room. I want my same trip. Mm-hmm. Let me back on.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. So tell us about the Searcher, and you and Celia do such a great job on that operation. Tell us about the Searcher for and what kind of trips you do and all that for those of our listeners that may be new and not have heard about the Searcher.
95 feet, air-conditioned cabins, you know, RSW system to preserve your catch, air-conditioned galley, you know, all the latest fish-finding stuff in the bridge. It's wooden construction. The hull is mahogany, and the superstructure is plywood and fiberglass. And so one of the last few wooden boats that are doing long-range trips.
And what's the advantage? I know, but what is the advantage in your eyes of the wooden boat over the metal boats?
I think it's a little softer. You know, metal boats are fantastic boats. There's a bunch of them in the fleet. Bill Poole, you know, built a bunch of them, and they're great boats. But they're rigid. They're a little bit more rigid. So it's, I guess, you know, people say it's a little bit softer ride.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to equate until you get
quieter.
Out there. A little quieter, yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. It's kind of like a nice, easy,
little pillowy.
Yeah,
yeah, pillowy.
So
nice. Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's low to the water, so, you know, people point that out all the time. It's, mm-hmm. You know, it's nice to be lower to the water, and it's a great boat. It's a tank. It's really constructed well, and
and hats off to you and your crew because you maintain it. Impeccably.
Well, you know, we have a lot of pride in that boat, and
yeah.
You know, we have to take care of it. It's served us well, so we need to reciprocate and take care of it as best we can and make sure that it's maintained. And so that's what we do, and we spend a lot of money on it.
Yeah.
I always like hearing the stories of when stories and seeing the photos when you guys maybe at the yard and you inspect fasteners or inspect, you know, areas that haven't been looked at in the X amount of time, and just, you know, even from the original construction of the boat, things that are just still perfect. It's just, it's
yeah.
Such a cool testament to how things were made and how you, and like Pete said, how you guys keep things up. I just love seeing stuff like that. Like, here's a fastener that's X number of years old, and you could certainly put it right back into the boat, and it would be just fine.
Yeah, we had that experience a couple years ago. We were out of the water, and the Coast Guard, every 5 years, you know, they pick an area where they want to inspect the fasteners. And so we took fasteners out that were over 50 years old, and you know, I wouldn't have had a problem putting them right back in.
Isn't that
crazy?
It
was pretty crazy.
I love that. That's cool.
Yeah.
50-year-old fastener.
Yeah, silicon
bronze, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was just like, but you replaced them.
Absolutely, put brand new ones in, yeah.
Like, is that like the whole boat, or are you replacing the whole boat?
No.
Just,
you know, the Coast Guard, like I said, every 5 years they pick
just
an area.
Pick a spot, yeah.
And say, okay, I want a fastener from here, I want a fastener from there, I want a fastener from there. And so they, you know, it's the fasteners that go through the planking and into the frames inside. And so, you know, they're 4-inch number 16s. And so we take those fasteners out. The Coast Guard looks at them and goes, wow, look at that. That's great.
And what are they looking for? Just pitting and corrosion?
They're looking for corrosion, yeah. They're looking for, you know, if the screw is gone, you know, if three-quarters of the screw is gone, then, you know, they might pick another one in the same area. And, you know, maybe there is an area that needs to be refastened.
Mm-hmm. But that's never happened since you've been on the boat.
No, but, you know, we've done quite a bit of work,
yeah.
Especially up in the bow compartment and put a bunch of new frames in and refastened, and
yeah.
So there's, you know,
I mean,
through the process we've done a lot of refastening.
Yeah, well, and not the things you can't see are very well maintained, but the things you can see on the boat are also incredibly well maintained.
Yeah, like I say, you know, that boat has really served us well, and so we want to make sure that it's up to standards, and so we take a lot of pride in the boat, and so we work hard at making sure it looks good.
So size up this season. How is this season for you?
Whew. Long.
Yeah.
Long.
Yeah. It's still going on. Too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Do you remember back in March?
We started in May this year, and, you know, I mean, it's, you know how those bluefin are. It's a timing thing, and there's weather to, to contend with and that sort of thing. But there's just so much fish around. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. And variety. You know, we had phenomenal yellowtail fishing on kelps, and then, of course, the bluefin fishing is world class. It's just incredible that you have an opportunity right in our backyard to catch a 200-pounder.
It's crazy,
you know,
huh?
It's very, very encouraging for the future to see that much fish around. It's just, you know, and we're not talking an isolated area, you know. At times there can be boats that are 100 miles apart seeing the same sort of sign, and it's just really, really phenomenal how much fish is around and right in our backyard.
Yeah.
So rad.
It's amazing. And so the other thing that's happened this year is exhaustion for the crews, right? Because it's like 24 hours a day fishing, right?
It's a young person's game now, let's put it that way.
I can relate.
Us older guys, it takes a lot out of us. And so, you know, we've hired extra people and we rotate the crews. You know, nobody works more than 13 or 14 days in a row, if that. And that's what we've done with Mike so that he stays fresh. He runs the boat for a couple weeks and then I'll run it for a week. And so every couple weeks he's getting close to a week off, and I'm trying to keep everybody fresh and keep the crew rotated in and out, and so that you know, that whole exhaustion thing doesn't occur.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
Mike, Captain Mike, amazing captain.
He is doing such a phenomenal job. He has grown into the position and just keeps getting better. He is so passionate about fishing and works extremely hard, and he's just doing a great job. We're really, really lucky to have him.
Super nice guy, too.
Absolutely,
So good with people like
him.
Yeah.
Yep. Todd's got one of those personalities that's just very easy to, I don't know, you very quickly feel like you've been friends for a long time, and, you know, very easy to approach, and I really like his style. He's an intense fisherman, but very much not an intense personality. You know what I mean? He's so easygoing in terms of just a friendly, fun guy to talk to. And it makes it very comfortable and easy to, you know, you could be intimidated if some guy's super hardcore. And Mike's type of guy, very, you know, you could very confidently and easily be, hey, man, you know, is this drag okay? Is this line? You know, what do you think about this? And he's just super friendly. Really, really like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. The whole crew, our whole crew this year has just been
kick-ass crew.
Been phenomenal. Sean Allen, a.k.a. Monkey, is just he's an awesome he's an awesome captain, and you know, he's, you know, an expert in tackle and fishing and is passionate about it, so it's been great to have him. You know, this is his second year and we're looking forward to having him for several more years.
That's cool. Nothing like long-range fishing. But you guys do a variety of trips, anywhere from a day-and-a-half Let's Talk hookup trip, which we did a couple of great ones this summer.
Yeah.
Really fantastic.
To 8 days.
To 8 days, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And everything in between.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, throughout the schedule at various times of the year. And so, you know, 2.5, 3-day trips. 3-day trips are kind of the, you know, the perfect trip for us. And we have limited load trips and trips that take 27 passengers, and, you know, to make it a little bit more affordable. And so, yeah, there's the whole spectrum of various trips that are out there for you.
Yeah. So if you wanted to get on a trip, and that you see it's full. You guys do carry a wait list, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
something you can do online? Because I know we share
yes.
that great Chad is our webmaster. And
yeah, you can get on a wait list online. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's cool.
Call the office and they'll put you on the wait list. And, you know, it's worked out. You know, stuff happens. People have to cancel. People have to, you know, they get a, you know, graduation that they can't miss or whatever the case may be. There's plenty of reasons out there.
Things pop up. Especially
yes.
when you have to plan this far ahead of the
year. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, we've done well when there's a cancellation to get people that are on the wait list booked.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll give you an idea of how long the wait list is. So
absolutely. Yeah.
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 Yeah,
you call up and say, "Hey, I want to get on the wait list for trip 36," and either Celia or Aaron will say, "Okay, you're number 5."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Art is a wealth of knowledge. You've been doing this for how long?
Over 50 years.
Over 50 years. Yeah. Yeah. So he's been around the block here. A time or two, as they say.
Year 40 on the Searcher this year was
40.
Year 40.
So,
yeah.
Wow.
I love
unbelievable.
It. It's going to be a great show. So much cool stuff to talk about. So much great fishing going on. And we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the call-in number. Literally only one phone line open right now. We haven't even started taking phone calls, and just about every line's packed. It's going to be a busy day with Art, but plenty of opportunity to get you through. That's 213-432-1090. Or you can text the show. Text the show option, hugely popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. The only way you can send in your text to Captain Art is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Whether you have an Android, an iPhone, whatever you want, go to your app's location, the Google Play Store, the App Store, just search Let's Talk Hookup. It's a free download. It's a great way to listen to show archives, great way to listen to the show when you're on the road, on the go, and the only way you can text in your questions to Captain Art. Make sure when you do send a text in that you include your contact information. It doesn't work like a normal text message. You have to make sure to include your contact info, because if you're the winner of the big prize at the end of the show today, we need to be able to get a hold of you. And man, what a prize it is today. So at the end of today's show, we're going to draw one potential winner from all of our phone callers that make it on the air. We're going to draw another potential winner from all of our text messages that get read on the air. Then Captain Art's going to flip a coin at the end of the show. That's going to designate whether our winner is from the caller side or the texter side. And again, speaking of a killer prize, a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You're going to get a gift certificate, and you can order any pair at CostaDelMar.com, up to $300 in value. If you buy a lesser expensive pair of glasses, you can buy some of that great Costa gear, shirts and coolers and all the sunglass accessories. It's just an awesome, awesome prize. $300 in Costa coming your way. Again, give us a call, 213-432-1090. Shoot us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite gang fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better. Then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cate and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO with Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, no surprise, phone lines are absolutely packed up for Captain Art again. When one drops off and you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090.
We just heard Doug talking about Tackle Day 1 week from today.
Ooh, crazy,
Rick,
man.
Are you ready?
We'll be ready. Yeah, we will definitely be ready.
Yeah.
It's a big undertaking. It's our biggest thing of the year.
Yeah.
It's our biggest sale, and we put a tremendous amount of effort into it, and in a very good way. The fishing season has been rolling along so good this year that it's harder to find time to just focus on doing it. You know, we kind of divide and conquer. Everybody has their tasks. And in terms of just, you know, getting things priced and getting things put away, and we hold a lot of very special stuff back for Tackle Day, and we make a lot of stuff special for it, and so that's kind of what everybody's really grinding on, is getting all their stuff ready for the big day.
Yeah, so Doug Curran's on tomorrow,
yeah.
So we'll talk a lot about deals, but can you sneak in one deal for us? Can you just kind of tease us a little bit before tomorrow?
I don't want to take the thunder away. Okay, I do. I'll give a really, really good one, and it's our jigs, you know. So we do all of our jigs are buy two, get one free. JRI is going to have a very special promotion at the show. So if you buy your two jigs, you get your one free. JRI is going to do a seminar. So Jerry from JRI Jigs and Danny Wade, you know, surface iron expert, they're going to be doing a seminar, and they're also going to introduce a brand new surface iron. They did a few years ago a lure called a DW1. It was the Danny Wade surface iron, and it's a smaller jig, like a great skinny profile, something you could cast with a Tranks 400, but still, you know, great yellowtail surface iron. They're going to be introducing the DW2 at Tackle Day, and if you buy four JRIs. Not only are you going to now get your two freebies from us, they're going to give you a third freebie of the brand new DW2. So basically, if you buy four, you're going to walk away with seven.
Oh,
and
my.
You're going to get a chance to hear from Jerry and from Danny Wade all about fishing and jigs and how they make them. They're going to do like a cool seminar that's both question and answer and some cool information. So, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, buy two, get one free on any lure we sell. But on JRI, if you buy four, you're going to walk away with seven.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
That's a good, that's
and
a
that's,
good one.
That wasn't the big one. I'm not going to steal Doug's thunder.
No.
But just, let me just tease it this way. If you want to buy some fluorocarbon for the upcoming year, wait to hear what Doug has to say tomorrow. And I'll just leave it at that.
All right. So that's 1 week from today, Tackle Day. It starts with a live broadcast at Tackle Day of Let's Talk Hookup. Rick and I will be there doing the live broadcast. And I can tell you this. We're not doing a lot of live broadcasts anymore.
Yeah.
So this is a probably a rare occasion coming up to see us live tomorrow. 1 week from today. So we'll be there right in front of Fisherman's Landing doing the live broadcast. Kicks off. What time does the actual sale start?
So we always say that the sale kicks off as soon as we get everything ready. Our official hours are 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock. But really, it starts with Let's Talk Hookup at 7. And oftentimes, they're ready to go a little before 9. So when the doors open at Fisherman's Landing, which is at 6 o'clock, everything that's inside the tackle store is available at sale. The outside booth is where a lot of like the crazy closeouts, 50% off. You know, a lot of the mega stuff is in the outside booth. That'll happen as soon as they're ready, usually around 9 o'clock, but a savvy guy would have himself at least in line by 8 to be ready.
I have seen it open early.
Yeah. more than once.
Yeah. So be there. So we'll have a variety of great people. It's kind of a variety show because there's a lot of people there hanging out.
That's always the fun one. Yeah, we just grab guys that are setting up, and it might be one of the reps that's setting up the Costa booth or...
Yeah.
You know, Bill Kavanaugh does our first seminar every year, and, you know, a lot of times he's there early for a seminar, and we'll get to grab Bill, and we'll talk about fishing, and it's just a fun, really
fun
event.
I know Bill Batson from Batson Enterprises is the first time there at Tackle Day. He's going to come and talk on the show he's going to be doing several demonstrations, and, of course, Hoos will be there. We can talk Coastal Sunglasses, and, I mean, there's 25 different vendors and booths and stuff like that, so there's going to be a lot there.
Pretty much every major saltwater player is there with a booth showing their latest, their
Kamikatsu
greatest.
Kamikatsu will be there. AFCO will be there. Shimano will be there. Power Pro. I mean, it's just like all the best of the best.
It's a big one. And we got a lot of cool free stuff, too, like the Eisenline Knot Tying Contest. It's totally free. You don't have to spend any money, and whoever ties the biggest knot gets a brand new two-speed reel for free at the end of the event. And then we're doing a thing, if you feel like your knot has the chops to win, you don't get to do it afterwards, you got to do it before. You throw $10 as a donation to Friends of Rollo, and if your knot wins, then we'll fill it full of Spectra of your choice, whatever you want, your size, your hollow, solid, colored, whatever you want. So if you throw $10 to Rollo before you tie your knot, you're the big winner. You'll get free Spectra on your free two-speed reel.
Wow.
We have the Trank Surface Iron Casting Contest. Longest cast gets a $500.
And the Rollo booth, too, right?
Totally.
They're going to spin the wheel, I believe.
Yeah, I know that they're doing a big promotion. I don't know if it's pick a box or spin the wheel or what they do. It'll be rad for Rollo, no doubt.
We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Line Tackle will be here tomorrow.
It's going to be fun.
So that's going to be a big day. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Art Taylor, so let's jump in.
Sounds good to me, man. We're going to start with Steve. He's calling us from Fairfield this morning. Steve, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
You're welcome. Good morning, all. Captain Art, I thank you and your crew for making my first ever bluefin trip really memorable. In fact, it was so great, I've already booked my second trip. Yep, you're welcome, sir. Upon reflection, I recall the trip that I got my biters when my line was vertical, and never did I get a bite when I was scoped. And I'm new to this business and bluefin tuna fishing at night, jigging. And what's an angler to do to stop that or improve?
Well, you wind up and start over again. That's one thing. You know, if you get too much line out there and if it's windy or something like that, then your line is going to end up further up in the water column. So if you wind in and start over, and hopefully you have the proper weight lure so that you can get vertical. And a lot of times, you know, we get over the top of the school and stop on it, and, you know, the first few guys that get down to depth get bites, and a lot of times that school is, you know, it's swimming around, so it's gone. And so the guys that are on top of it and in the water first get bites when they're vertical at whatever depth the, you know, the fish are at. So if your line ends up way out away from the boat, then you got to wind up and start over again. That would be the thing to do.
All right. There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Great text here from Kurt in Vista, and it's longer than what I normally would read.
I had that one, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was
good. Yeah,
but
it's a great text, so I'm going to read it. And Kurt, thanks for that, too. Big thank you. Good morning to you guys. Just wanted to give you a huge shout-out to Art and Celia for providing such a stellar operation from San Diego Fishing Fleet. I've been fishing with them for on and off for over 35 years and have never been disappointed. Pete, Rick, and Corey, you guys always get my heart pumping. Thank you all for keeping this industry alive. Art, coming on your November 7th trip, and I'm bringing 8 setups from 20 to 130, plus trolling outfit. I feel like too much for an 8-day, or given the current conditions, will I be needing that? Thank you in advance.
I don't think you're going to need 8 outfits, to be honest. You know, you could have 6, and you're doing fine, and of course, you got all the terminal tackle that goes with 8 outfits, too. So,
on an 8-day, you're going to be mostly fishing down the ridge, right?
Well, yeah, primarily. You're either going to the rocks or the ridge. And so, you know, you're fishing tuna on the ridge.
So you're likely not going to go after the bluefin.
You know, there's a possibility of that, but most likely we're going to the ridge and or the rocks, and, you know, that's fly lining 40 pounds, so that's one outfit. Mm-hmm. And then you're fishing possibly a dropper loop on the bottom, so there's another outfit with 80 pound and fishing the bottom. And then you have a 50 or 60 pound outfit for trying a wahoo bomb or an artificial lure if there's wahoo available. So there's 3 outfits. And, you know, sometimes there's small tuna available that you're going to release, but a 20 or 25-pound outfit to have a little fun with. So there's 4 outfits. The boat has a trolling outfit, so you don't have to bring a trolling outfit. If you want to bring your lure, we'll put your lure on our trolling outfit. So, you know, you could safely bring 6 outfits and have all the bases covered.
Yeah. So, I can tell you from my experience on the Shogun, but we've had a variety of fishing. We went all over the place. I didn't bring enough. I kept thinking, God, I wish I would have brought that, or I wish I would have brought that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the variety of fishing that is available right now, it's
sure.
Just there's everything from 130 to 20, like you say. And
yeah.
So, and then, you know, some cast better than others, some fly line better than others, that kind of thing.
You got to have a surface iron outfit.
Yeah, yeah, surface iron. I had a surface iron outfit. Had a lot of fun with that. That was cool. And, but there were some guys that brought a lot of tackle. I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of tackle. But
you can say it, Snooky. I mean,
Snooky, yeah.
You can call the guy out, for God's sake.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
No, I think there were guys that even had more than Snooky. I don't know. But anyway, I can tell you from personal standpoint, I wish I would have brought more. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you guys don't like everybody loading up on tackle, but
there's only so much space.
Yeah,
know?
That's the problem, and we ran out of space.
Yeah.
So, yeah
it happens. It's overkill sometimes. And
It's just like
I feel like
you bought it.
Yeah,
hey,
wait a minute.
I feel like I'm not even allowed to comment on this.
Well, of course, you want a tackle store, so just buy more. Bring more and buy more.
How
right?
many are you bringing? You just need one more. That's the idea.
For sure. But anyway, good text there.
Yeah,
thanks
that was
a lot.
Great,
and, have fun on your trip. You will. What a great time of the year, right?
8-day
yep.
trip.
In November?
I think it's just my favorite. You can. Everything that we fish for is available to you. I mean, whether it's surface fishing, bottom fishing, tuna fishing, dorado fishing, and you always hear about a fun stop where they fished grouper, or there was a bunch of marlin on the ridge, or there was maybe it's big tuna, and maybe the last day you, like Pete said, you come back up and fish Clementi, and you catch a 200-pounder. Like, it's just, it seems like everything that we fish for has the potential of being available on Navy. That doesn't mean the stars align and timing, like you were saying, doesn't happen, but everything that you could catch on our coast is available on an eight-day trip.
That's, you know, the wonderful thing about fishing the ridge is that when you put something out there, a bait out there, you don't know what you're going to catch.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's wahoo, yellowfin tuna, yellowtail, dorado, grouper, pargo. Some guys I saw caught some pargo. You know, so that's a great thing about ridge fishing is the variety.
The variety, yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting in the Baja.
You got that, man. Hey, this one is sponsored by Ann's and Knives. Today, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and other custom fillet knives from Ann's and Knives. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Ann's and Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Ann's also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnsAndKnives.com and get more info on the Fish Pro series available right now at Fisherman's Processing. Speaking of the Baja, we're going to talk to the man, the Cast Man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Cast.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Hey, you're talking about the Ann's and Knives. Remember that one I won on the show? It's kind of a, got a curved blade to it.
Yeah.
I guess it's mostly a fillet knife, but I'll tell you, I had some tuna that I took out of the freezer and sashimi'd it. And I'll tell you, that thing was cutting really thin, clean pieces. I was amazed that it worked so well. I just figured it was a fillet knife, but it's a heck of a blade, let me tell you. And it really keeps that sharpness up.
No, they're amazing. And that's the thing is they hold the edge so well too. That high carbon steel, best stuff available.
Yeah, easy to sharpen. That's my deal. My skills lack in the knife sharpening game, and I like that thing because once you get it, if you can keep it sharp with a steel, my skills lack when it comes to getting to a stone. They just do. So if I can keep it sharp, like I use it, I hit it with a steel, and then put the thing away, I'm good. I'm good with that thing for so long before it actually needs to be dealt with.
For sure, for sure. So what's going on in the Baja, Castman?
Well, Pete, I just got off the phone a little while ago with Daddy Talamantes down there in Loreto, and I guess the water cooled enough that the Dorado decided to flee the area. But with good news on that is that the Yellowtail are moving back in along with the Cabrilla and the Pargo, who like the cooler water. And so looks like it's going to be a really, really good Yellowtail season this year, this winter and spring. And So those fish are now coming in, and they're doing pretty well on the catches there. Moving on down to San Jose del Cabo, I'll be leaving for there tomorrow morning, and it's our annual Wahoo Rumble, and I've got some great news there from Baja Bob there at La Playita. Emailed me yesterday that the fishing has really turned on, not only for the Wahoo, which we target down there, but the tuna have come in, and some big boys rolling around at the Gordo. There have been some reports of 150, 200-pound tuna there. But up inside there at the Iman Bank in San Luis, those banks just around the corner from Punta Gordo, showing some really, really nice tuna there. Occasional 100-pounder, but there's quite a few 40s to 60s there. And so it looks like we're going to have a very, very successful Wahoo Rumble this coming week. We fish Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and come home on Thursday. So it's happening, man. I'll tell you, it's going to be a really good fall season there in that southern part of Baja. And anybody who wants to book a trip down into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, South America, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday with a fresh report from San Jose del Cabo.
Good luck. Have fun.
Great report, Cass.
Will do. Take care, boys.
All right. Appreciate that very much. Phones are packed. I know everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Captain Art, great speaking with you. I think
nice
you guys have said
you,
it all about the – it's good to be on. Hey, I just want to add on to what's been said about the searcher. It's, to me, it's like family. You know, I'm just thinking that every time I go on the searcher, the guys always remember my name. It's always like talking to your best friend. It's always like fishing with your best friend. And I had a chance to spend, I think it was 13 days this year, and I've got 16 days next year. It's already scheduled on the searcher, so I'm really looking forward to it.
But thank you very much.
The boat's comfortable. The food's great.
It's a pleasure having you aboard.
Yep. And the other thing is, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about Celia and Aaron in the office. Those two do the boat proud when they get you ready for the trip and communicate anything that you need to know and handle any problems you might have. Plus, being able to do a payment option is another great benefit of being part of Team Searcher.
Thank you, Don. It all starts there with those girls, and they do a great job.
I said the same thing. I don't get how Erin is always happy. We've said it before. She's always happy. Like, no matter what. Early check-in on a Monday. She's just, like, always, like, how is somebody always in a good mood, man? She's really, really fun. We really like her, and she's got such a good personality and just a very pleasant, fun person to be around. And when you go to sign in and you're hyped and you're excited for your trip, it's just rad to be greeted by such a great team with her and Celia. Like, you guys
She's a great people person.
Yeah, you guys have such a just an awesome thing going. I'm with Don, man. Total family. Total family feel.
So what trips are you on, Don?
On the 4-day trip with Iserline in August, and it's a repeat with some friends from Washington State. They're hooked on Searcher too, and they're coming down and bringing some additional friends. And then I'm going to do an 8-day at the end of the season.
Nice.
And I'm picking one other trip before they sell out with some other buddies. We want to do a 2 or 3-day trip sometime mid-July, early August.
Nice. That's cool, man.
There's a couple trips that have spots available.
Not too many, though. Not too many. Art, I have a quick question for you.
Go ahead.
Recommendation for a Wahoo outfit, rod reel.
Now, I'm going to pass that on to Rick. He's the man.
Okay. For me, I like a 7-foot rod. I like a 7-foot rod and a Trinidad 20 if I was going to make a pick of anything of my favorite outfit. That has changed for me a little bit over the years. I used to like a bigger reel. When Trinidad had the 40, I was a big fan of that. But I like a Trinidad 20. It fits in my hands really well. I think it's got a lot of torque. It's pretty fast, but for a fast reel, it still has a lot of power and a lot of torque. In a perfect world, my favorite rod is a CalStar 7400 Heavy, which is a very popular rod from CalStar, the 700H. That's like one of their most popular.
That's my Wahoo.
Yeah. So 7400H, slightly lesser known and very similar, but it's just a faster version.
Oh.
And faster meaning that it quits bending a little bit quicker. So like on your 700H, the first part of the rod bends, and maybe when it gets back to like the fourth or fifth guide, that's when it really shuts down. The 7400H bends to like the third or fourth guide before it shuts down. So you just get into the backbone a little bit quicker. With the Wahoo being real bony and kind of a hard mouth, when you get a bite and you wind into that thing, you don't have too much of the rod collapsing. It kind of gets into them fast. It doesn't make the greatest rod for like you pulling on a tuna for a long time because it's so fast, but for a Wahoo where the fight's not a super long extended amount of time, that faster taper and quicker into backbone helps drive the hook into that mouth a little
bit. So why wouldn't it make a good tuna rod?
It's just harder to hang on to.
I mean, so you're saying the 700 would be better for tuna than the 774?
Yeah. So when you're holding on to something and the rod is much faster, this is when you're holding it, not when you're putting on the rail, but when the bend shuts off farther away from you, imagine holding a dumbbell. Like if you hold it, you know, if you're holding it with both your arms, you hold it right to your chest, maybe you can do that for 20 minutes. But if you hold that with your arms extended out all the way, in 20 seconds you start to feel it. And it's the same thing with where the bend shuts off in your rod. The closer that is to you, the easier it is to hang on to.
Okay.
But that also means that more of the rod is collapsing. So,
not as much power as like the 700.
It's just where the bend stops, like where you're holding that power changes. You know, with the farther away that is from you, the harder it is to hang on to. But you know, you're putting more pressure on the fish. That also changes when you put it on the rail, because now you're not having to hang on to that. So when you have a faster taper rod on the rail, more of the fish is having to pull against more of the backbone. So there's ups and downs to it, but that's my favorite, 7400H.
So would that 7400H cast a bomb better, a Wahoo bomb better?
Because it has not necessarily. Honestly, a slightly slower taper rod is really going to cast a little better, because when you're making the cast, more of the rod is bending. Mm-hmm. So you have more of the blank pushing the lure forward. But in the case, again, of a Wahoo bomb rod, you're casting something that's 4 or 5 or 6 ounces. It's going to cast fine regardless.
No problem.
So, you know, it's not going to cast a sardine as well, because not as much of the rod's going to load. But you're casting something so heavy, it's not going to make a, it's not going to, you know, you wouldn't notice that it, you know, they're not casting as good. I really like that thing. The only thing is, they're just kind of hard to get right now.
They're hard to get.
Yeah. That particular one, they don't make a ton of them, and CalStars are just highly sought after, and the demand is higher than the supply. So that would be the only downside to it.
Gotcha. All right. Hey, Don, nice to hear from you. And by the way, your name was talked about on the Shogun quite a bit this week with Dave and Eddie and Cheer. Everybody missed you, including me, for sure.
Well, I tried. It just didn't work out.
Yeah, for sure. Well, have great time on your searcher trip, and thanks for calling us.
Take care, Don. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Bill Batson from Batson Enterprises, home of the world-famous Alps Rain Shadow Rod Building product lines. Just want to let everybody know that I will be attending the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day Sale November 5th from 9 to 3. We're down there to display a lot of our popular SoCal products. We're going to have a tent. We're going to have some catalogs, some free hats, decals, a rod rack with some custom rod displays on it. We'll also be doing some demos for making the railroad grips. These are very popular. And to show the correct way to install the rail dog grip, and also we're going to do a demo for a 2-layer cork tape with cold shrink, and doing a lot of other different things. We'll also have a free raffle for a custom rain channel rail rod. So come on down, join the Batson family and team. Be looking for us at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day Sale. If you're not able to make it to the Tackle Days down at Fisherman's Landing, please visit our website at www.batsonenterprises.com. Aloha, fish on.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The new Brutus Pacific Pro from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Pacific Pro by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at better fishing stores near you.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reel. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool for the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. And, man, we got a special bonus. We're going live on the water right now. Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Is he on the boat?
No, I am not. I am on a freeway.
Roger.
Yeah, well, he's still live anyways.
Yeah, I am live.
Yeah.
That was last week. I haven't talked to Tyler yet this morning, but our last trip that got in yesterday, very, very good. Fishing once again, we had a load, 12 anglers. We had limits of yellowtail, we had a handful of dorado, a handful of yellowtail, and a bluefin. Great fishing continues, whether it's out west or down the beach.
Man, that yellowfin has been an awesome shot in the arm, and, you know, it's kind of the thing that you expect to we expected to happen a little earlier. You know, that's pretty typical of our fall, and there hasn't been a ton around. And how fun to have that, you know, as the added lineup in our fall fishing right now, Mike. It sounds like there's been some really good scores on that fish, huh?
There has. It's when it's biting, it sounds like it's about as good as it gets. And you know, last time I was on the show, we were talking about how far the season stretched lately, and our best yellowfin fishing last year was December. So it's I don't know, maybe it's a sign of the times, but there's also some really good bluefin to be fishing to be had in that area. I think Jason on the last weekend on the Pegasus had limits of yellowfin and I think darn near limits of bluefin. So there is some really good bluefin fishing to be had in that general vicinity too. So it's good. I mean, I know several boats last weekend that mentioned that it was the best yellowfin fishing they've seen in a long time.
That's great news. How fun. That's great.
Well, if somebody wants to get aboard the Tribute, do you have some spots available to get out there?
We are going tomorrow night. It's a Pizza Port sponsored trip. Very light load once again. I think there's only about 10 people here booked so far. Weather's going to be nice. We are going to get some midweek weather. We did already cancel Tuesday night's trip, but tomorrow night, day and a half, Pizza Port sponsored, half off Pizza Port beer and free pizza at the dock. So 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com, and please take a look at our social media, which is Tribute Sport Fishing.
Yeah, nice weather window here for that trip for sure. So get out and go fishing and enjoy some free pizza and half-price beer. It sounds like fun to me.
Count me in.
Yeah.
A little sashimi for your Halloween doesn't sound all that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Mike. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate all your live reports. It's great. So I'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
All right. Hey, I had a great text come through. This one, this is like similar to so many texts that we've already had this morning, and it's just a testament to the team at Searcher. Says, good morning, Captain Art and gang. I've been on the Searcher twice this year and recently on my first long-range trip earlier in the month. I got my first Wahoo. It's the fish I've been wanting to check off my bucket list. 14 passengers on a 90-foot boat. You just can't beat the experience. Thanks for everything that you, Celia, Aaron, and the crew do. That's from Rico from San Diego.
Oh, thank you, Rico.
And I mean, that's one of 30 texts this morning that are all that way. Just like, hey, man, I ride the boat a bunch. I love it. You know, so-and-so. Yeah, it's just a testament to what you guys do.
Yeah. Keep
Thank
it up, Art.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
For sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones. They're jam-packed. They want to talk to Captain Art.
Gary, the Iron Man in Lawndale, is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Gary. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone. Captain Art, I was on the Let's Talk Hookup trip, number 26, and all you say is true. What you need to get, what you need to do, all that stuff. It's a comfortable ride, a professional crew. And the Cedar Plugs was a hot trolling jig. The key to finishing one of your wonderful trips, I believe, is a fisherman's processing reservation. Without that, you're just having trouble. And also I wanted to say, the Dorado, they take a great picture.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
colorful.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you got to make your processing reservations and fishermen's processing. I'm just, those guys, Sean and Melanie and their crew there, I mean, I had a new appreciation for how hard they work. And it's like, you know, we returned to the dock yesterday at 5:30 a.m. You know, it's pretty chilly yesterday morning.
Sure.
And, I mean, just offloading the fish and stuff like that. And the nice thing is when you use fisherman's processing, you don't have to touch your fish, right? They take care of everything. But it's like those guys work so hard. And it's like I turned to Sean. I was like, you do this every day? And he goes, every day. It's amazing. So hats off to the processors
they're
processing.
They're doing a great job. Yeah. You make a reservation on a fishing trip. I don't care what boat you're going on. As soon as you get off the phone, with your reservation on a boat, you have to pick up the phone and call a processor and make a reservation. And then the next call is trip insurance.
Yes, call Bob Dawson, right?
Yeah, you got to have trip insurance because, you know, we talked about wait lists and stuff happens. And if you have trip insurance, then, you know, you're not going to lose your deposit.
Yeah, you're so right about that.
Because there's those last-minute cancellations that are within the time frame to get your deposit back, and you got to have trip insurance and callers to it.
And the bottom line is when you're dealing in this world today and everything's sold out and stuff like that, if you don't have your trip insurance, you're not getting your deposit back.
No, you're not.
No.
Yeah,
that's correct. That's just times have changed.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much. I've got a great text here from Charles in Del Mar. He says, I'm 15 years old and looking forward to my first long-range trip for my birthday. I got an SKB long-range tackle box that has four rocket launchers on it and would I be allowed to leave my rods in the rocket launchers while on the trip?
Yeah, you would, but it's just a weather thing, you know. You don't want to, you know, make the center of gravity on your tackle box higher because you have four heavy outfits in there. So, you know, it's weather permitting. But, yeah, you can.
But one thing I will say, and another thing I forgot on this Shogun trip, was bring some line, like some tuna cord or some kind of cord to tie it down wherever you are. And thank you, Ying Lee, for tying my box down.
Good job, Ying.
I haven't been on a long-range trip in like 3 years, so I was like so out of it, right? I mean, but all these guys, you know, Ying and John and all these guys, they cheer and stuff. They're like do it all the time. So it's like they got the system down. So I needed a lot of help, I can tell you that.
So I use an SKB box also, and like one of the fun things about those boxes is like all of the garage fab, you know, that a guy does to whatever, trick it out or make it easier for the boat. And so on those rocket launchers that they come with, I just took a piece of like 400 pound mono and just made a loop that's maybe like the size of a quarter and just crimped it together. In the top of all those rod holders, there's a hole drilled in it, and that hole is just drilled so that you can screw it into the box. So I have a little ring of mono on all four of those rod holders that gives you like a really nice anchoring point that you can tie down. It's not, you know, it's not so big. You don't want to necessarily run your tuna cord through there, because if you got a big butt section, then it takes up some of the room from fitting in your rocket launcher. But so it just gives you like a nice, you know, a nice anchor point to tie the box down to the rack if you need to.
And those have, and Charles, those SKB boxes are very, very nice.
Oh, I love them.
They're really nice. I used for the first time on a long range trip, because I haven't been a long time, is the Gamakatsu G box.
Yeah, G7000.
I really liked it. It has one rocket launcher on it, and that's all I need. I just need one, the easy access right there. I don't need four or something like that. I mean, I have stuff in the rack, and I can just put one in the rod holder, and that's it. Yeah,
that's cool.
But that G box is easy because easy access. The both side lids, so no matter which way it faces, it opens up. Waterproof, super durable, and held all the boxes. So I really like that G box.
That's a cool one because it's very modular. You know, like you can kind of snap in different pieces that you want if you want. You know, whether it's like you say, whether it's rocket launchers or if you don't want that, or inserts, or just however. It's very like a moldable to how you want it to be.
And the other thing is, as an empty box, it weighs nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
So whatever you put in it is basically, so it's super light. It doesn't become one of these,
which is not the case with an SKB.
Right?
An SKB is heavy. I've got the smallest one, the 7000, and even that weighs a ton. Like you put your stuff in there, that's a good point.
But bring some line to tie it down, right, Art?
Yeah. And you know, don't forget, I mean, holy cow, you might have to walk 30 or 40 steps up the side to get another rod, you know, God forbid. You know,
dude,
I mean, you don't have to have
one of my pet peeves
have to have your rocket launcher full of rods. You know, it is maybe, you know, 40 steps up the rail to get another rod. You know,
40 steps if you're the farthest away.
Yeah.
And okay, so why you brought that up? The other thing that just drives me nuts is guys leaving their rods at the bait tank.
In the trash can.
In the trash can. Yeah. It's like, come on.
Out of the workspace.
Are you really
that
lazy not to go get your stuff back?
Yeah, walk 25 steps up the side there to put your rod away.
Steve, Goner, who's one of the crew members on the Shogun, has, you know, Goner's pet peeves. He wants to come on the show and talk about different stuff. And that's one of them, but that's one of my pets.
What's grinding Steve's gears?
Yeah, for sure.
Show's not long enough.
Yeah.
We're going to have a weekly segment every week. What's pissing off Steve today? Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info, and more with Captain Art from The Searcher. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 tackle manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Shimano Terramar 98 rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see the perfect rod to handle tough fish is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. The X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 5th.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Everyone is always looking for the new hot lure. You know, the ones that are really putting fish on the boat. Right now, the bluefin tuna bite is on. And the Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. The Pop Orca features Shimano's unique bubble chamber. An open mouth design based on how a jet engine turns low pressure into high pressure. The bubble chamber forces water through the chamber and shoots it out of the top of the lure to create more motion than conventional popper style lures. This unique design makes Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim much easier to work with than conventional poppers. With through wire construction and high tensile strength hooks, Shimano's Pop Orcas can stand up to large bluefin tuna. Plus, Shimano's Jet Boost technology helps anglers increase casting distance so you can reach the foamer easier. The Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.